Welcome to Big Foamy Head, show 40.
That's the Dogfish Head beer show.
That's the brewery we'll be celebrating today. We've got a good selection of Dogfish Head beers. And we'll be talking about beer runs.
We've got some beer news, and we're going to talk about upcoming shows.
Thank you.
That was Buddy Guy and Coco Taylor, a classic blues song, Born Under a Bad Sign, and we're back to business as usual.
Yeah, we've done the barbecue fest, and then we had a little paid gig with Susan the Beer Babe's birthday party.
Yeah, which was big fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice beer, blues, and barbecue-themed party. So
we've been going at it hard here for a month and a half.
Yes, we have, and had too many weekends with hangovers.
So yeah.
Last weekend was good to take a weekend off.
Yeah. Dry out a little bit.
That's when I did the beer run.
And and that's what I was going to say. You did your drying out by making a beer run, right?
That's right. Okay. Took the long trip up to Wisconsin via Illinois corn and soy farms. Mm. And that's a long drive if you've ever driven the state of Illinois from top to bottom.
So. No. Not.
Yeah, it's not glamorous, I'll tell you. Yeah. So we started out drinking the Apra Hop beers. And that's available in the spring. Dogfish Head, of course, released March 1st of each year. Brewed with luscious apricots. Finished with whole leaf hops. A fruit beer for hop heads.
And this is the beer that when I had this last year, I couldn't get it anymore. They quit it in September, right? It's when they cut it off, and you can't get it. So it's a seasonal beer. And I love this stuff. And so that's what inspired me to make my own, and I did my pale ale
for Christmas, and that was a very good beer.
It came out really good. And and if we hadn't drank it so fast, I got mine out, and we could have done a little comparison.
We could have,
But, man, it was good, and I was telling you earlier, that was a good beer after, being out in the yard working, and I'd done a little yard work before we got started.
And a little bike riding.
Yeah.
Dixon training again.
That's right. But and beer is a foundation of all athletic endeavors.
It's liquid bread.
That's right. Don't let anybody tell you different. It's carbs.
That's right. So this is 7% alcohol by volume, 55 IBUs. Tasting notes, it's fruity, citrusy. Cedar thirst quenching, which is pretty much what you were just saying.
Yep.
Food pairing recommendations, salads, swordfish, Mexican dishes, barbecue, hummus.
Well, that's kind of a going from light to spicy, right? I think it's a pretty good all-around beer. I don't really see it as that fruity, though.
I think they can throw barbecue into any with beer.
Yeah, that's right.
Any beer.
That's right.
Drink, eat barbecue.
So the Apra Hop, fantastic beer. Loved it. And
went down very quickly.
Yeah. I mean, in a heartbeat. And Dogfish Head, we were talking about favorite breweries, and Dogfish Head is up there. And these guys, where did you say they're out of? They're out of Delaware. But somewhere in Delaware.
Milton, Delaware,
wherever that is. But these guys, typically a lot of the brewers that we like come from
the West Coast.
The West Coast. And these guys really got it going on. They're very crafty. Their beers are very rich in flavor and, if not, alcohol. And good stuff coming out of there. I don't think I've had a bad one.
They do a ton of experimentation.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And so it's really nice to see some of the things. And we've got a pretty good selection here. And
they do a lot of hop backing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we want to go into the next beer?
Yeah, which we're already drinking.
Our hop went very quickly, so we opened up the it's a limited edition. It's Dogfish Head Golden Shower Imperial Pilsner.
And this is a big honking bottle. It's a 750 milliliter. And I'm looking at the you can only get it as a 750 milliliter or in keg form. And this is one you said the Apra Hop came out
in April.
Okay. And this, what we're drinking.
No, March 1st, I'm sorry.
March 1st. Okay. This also came out at the same time. This is released in March 2006. It's called the Golden Shower Imperial Pilsner.
Make your own innuendo.
Yeah. We're not, as you've heard before, Pilsner fans. But this is some pretty good stuff. It's an Imperial Pilsner, and Imperial, you can just assume there's a lot more alcohol. Imperial is shorthand for lots more alcohol. This guy is 9% alcohol by volume. So you got a 750 milliliter of 9% alcohol beer, 80 IBUs. I wouldn't have guessed that. It doesn't seem that
big. No, it doesn't. But it's not like a Pilsner you've ever seen. It's golden in color. It's very dark.
It's very dark. And it's got a mouthfeel. It's like thick almost.
It's almost like a Bock, if you ask me.
Yeah.
A light Bock.
Yeah. It's really good. It says they on the website, they talk about the big breweries have done such an amazing job of telling people what they want to drink through billions of dollars of marketing. They just rag on the marketing on and on and on. Yeah. And it says this is good. They said we'll just ignore this so we don't get the explicit. Right? They're selling a brand name and an image with such zeal that they have forgotten about the product behind all of this horse shit and hyperbole, the beer itself. Dogfish Head Golden Shower is the beer itself, a true Pilsner brewed with 100% Pilsner barley and impressively hopped using our self-developed continuing hopping method. 9% is nearly twice as strong as the American wannabe Pilsners made by the big boys. This is funny. They say the advertising campaign for Golden Shower, no advertising. You have to know about it to get it. So they're really – this is a beer that they're just basically, saying, piss off to the big boy brewers, and here's the deal here. This is a real Pilsner. And it's really good stuff.
One thing on the label, it's kind of cute. It says the continually hopped Imperial Pilsner brewed against our better judgment in the strict accordance with the Bavarian Purity Act of 1516.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as the Rheinheitsgebot.
And that's the one that all American beers violate to the
degree.
Exactly,
because they have all the rice
and corn and adjuncts and God knows what else, and they're throwing in there. So really, we're down on Pilsners mainly because most Pilsners are not just that great. This is pretty good. But like you said, if you were sampling this, you wouldn't know, thinking as we are all kind of conditioned, you would not say Pilsner.
It seems to me a lot of breweries are trying to resurrect the pre-Prohibition Pilsners, though.
Yeah.
That's the beer before Prohibition, Anheuser-Busch took over and all those guys. So.
Well, this is good stuff. Great. Got an alcohol aftertaste. You can taste it. You can feel it.
Yeah, it's feeling like a Doppelbock to me.
Yeah, well, I'm already getting my buzz on, so I'm happy with it. I'm going to be liking everything now. But anyway.
Which is good because we have some good beers to like.
Oh, man, do we ever. And this is the thing about Dogfish Head. These guys are not shy of hops, and they're not shy of alcohol. Not at all.
No.
Their beers are. Mm.
I think they want to be known for the extreme hopping.
Yeah. So we're going to segue out of this, and I was looking around for a little musical interlude. This is another classic blues song from one of Delaware's own, George Thorogood, and the Delaware Destroyers, I Drink Alone.
You know what I drink alone? I prefer to be by myself. to a party, but I stayed home instead. Me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Blackie and Red, and we drank alone. Never does bother me. He ain't no poodle, no pony, just a little wild turkey, and we drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. That's the way I like it. Yeah, and you know I drink alone. I prefer to be by myself. Yes, you know what I drink alone.
So that was George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers.
Yeah, the Delaware Destroyers. Right. I drink alone.
Who would have known? Man, who would have thought that?
And that's a good song. It's a blues song.
That gets a lot of airplay in this area.
It does. And, you know, usually you hear Bad to the Bone. That's his big song, right?
Yeah, this one gets more airplay than that.
And he is a, you know, that's your blues influence right there. He's playing his slide guitar and wearing it out, man. Good.
So we're into the 90-minute IPA, and we discovered this at the Flying Saucer in Cordova when I was just like, wow, what an amazing beer.
We all just love this, and it's still holding up.
And then we went back to the Flying Saucer, asked for it, all gone. Went back again, all gone. Yeah. So Dick calls me up one day. He was working, quote-unquote working, down on Beale Street. And he calls me up and says, guess what I'm drinking?
Yeah.
90 minutes.
I had to rub it in. It's that good. It's a beer you want to piss off your friends with.
Yeah, you call them up just to tell them that you're having it and they're not. So
it's a really good all-around beer. I mean, it's and this goes back to, you know, their big deal about lots of hops, long brew times. It's just great stuff. And you got the specs on it?
Well, what the bottle says is, what you have here is an Imperial India Pale Ale.
There's that
so
word
it's
again.
It's not an IPA. It's an Imperial IPA.
Yeah. Which means alcohol.
Featuring a single constant 90-minute hop addition. Yeah. They must be just kind of churning the hops in the whole time as it's boiling.
Right. Yeah, that's their big deal, continuous hops.
It's balanced by a ridiculous amount of English two-row barley. Then we dry hop it in every tank.
Mm-hmm.
And the website says it's available year-round, 9% ABV, 90 IBUs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting very close to 100%.
Yeah, so 9% is a pretty healthy beverage.
Tasting notes, brandied fruitcake, raisiny, citrusy.
Yeah, and I don't get that at all. I just get a damn good beer.
Oh, I mean, I just get the nice hops.
Nice hops, alcohol, but not like any freeze aftertaste, but just it warms you up. It's a good beer. It's like one of the perfect beers. Good stuff.
It's saying glassware recommendation, a snifter. Yeah, that's what we got here.
Yeah.
You can believe us.
Yeah, we got the special snifters with the logo on it.
It says the average 12-ounce serving has 294 calories, so it has a few calories in it.
Well, okay. We split one.
Yeah,
so
we did. So we're okay.
But did you see this thing? They're comparing it to a wine, a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
Bullshit. But the food pairing.
Okay, if I were a marketing person, I guess that's what I'd do.
But look at the food pairing. Pork chops, grilled fish, frites.
That's French fries.
That's French fries for all you people in Pekin, Illinois. or focaccia, split pea soup, Stilton cheese, and escargot. That's right. You're beer and snails, baby.
Got it.
Oh, man. So, it's
been a while since I've had escargot.
Yeah.
Well, a long while.
It hadn't been long enough since I had it. I'm just not one for the snails, you know. I'm like Steve Martin and the jerk. Waiter, there are snails on her plate. Take these away and bring me those cheese puffs you talked me out of earlier.
Good movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Speaking of our friend in Pekin and our friend in Bloomington.
Is it Illinois?
Yeah, it's in Illinois. Good.
I don't know if I'd made a geographical faux pas or not. But,
no.
Yeah.
God's own country, cornfields.
That's right.
Just drove through there. And we were just listening to their episode from their retry where they were browbeaten by the unibrows.
Yeah. That's right. Groucho and Chud in the Beer Report, they stepped up. After all the abuse they took, both on the board and from us and from everybody else who knows a good beer.
And they were scared to try it, but they did it.
They were. They were a fearing of the beer.
And they still didn't like it.
No, they didn't. You know.
Oh, well.
It's a Belgian style. Yeah, to each his own and, you know, whatever. But we appreciate them, you know, stepping up. Trying, giving it one more try, because you never know. You know, really, you never know. I mean, sometimes if you get a really suck beer, it might be because it's left out in the heat, a bad bottle, what have you. So really, you know, and if you go back and try a second time, it still sucks for you, well, that's just not your beer.
I'm thinking they just don't like that style. So,
well, it's a Belgian style.
And we still recommend that brewery and that beer.
Oh, absolutely.
Go and enjoy yourself some.
But bear in mind, it is a Belgian style, so. And Dogfish Head is not. We're loving this 90-minute IPA.
So speaking of the beer run, I had an opportunity to try out the Ale Asylum, and I'm talking to one of the owners. Dick is irping over there.
Sorry. That was a suppressed burp. It came out like a squeal.
I had an opportunity to talk to one of the owner partners, and I'm still trying to get tickets to the Great Taste of the Midwest. If possible. So he will be my contact. Anyway, if you're in Madison, Wisconsin, check out the Ale Asylum.
Ale Asylum?
Yeah, it's a new brewery, just opened up in May. So delicious beers. I had three of them while I was there, and very good. And they're going to start bottling soon, and we're going to request some bottles.
Oh, cool. Okay. And speaking of bottling, you got any beers in the works? Any homebrews going on?
Well, I am going to order the, I don't even know how to say it, the smoked beer.
Oh, yeah, the Rausch beer. Rausch. You're the German guy. You're supposed to know this.
Yeah, but I don't know anything about Germany. Or speaking German. Okay. I studied Spanish.
So. But, yeah, because that was one we had, one of the beers that I brought back from Chicago, that
it
smoked
was
rascal.
So good.
Man. I mean, it was high alcohol, high in like a, it was like kind of a smoky barbecue taste. Man,
yeah.
Oh, man, that was good stuff. So hopefully, I'm looking forward to that.
So I'm going to order my kit tomorrow, actually. So
good.
We'll have more beer adventures there. And I also have the German Alt, and I found some commercial varieties of that, so we can do a comparison of the commercial versus the homebrew.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because now you sent me an email about all the different types of beers that you brought back. So what you brought just a ton of things back. What did you just kind of – and these are going to be on the upcoming shows, right?
Right.
So what all we
got
to look forward to?
There was
to?
The Dogfish Heads, and then we had the – hoppy beers. I got Hop Devil some Central Waters, Wisconsin hoppy beer, and the Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
Okay, good. So,
so that'll be a show.
Some Bell's up there.
Yeah, that'll be a show.
Did you see any Alpha Kings? Any kind of the Three Floyds up there?
I looked.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, because everybody seems to like those, and we've been fortunate enough to find some and bring some back. From our various travels, but that's just not something I don't think once you get a little further north, you just don't really, you don't get that, right?
Yeah, I think you have to go over to Indiana and that area to get those.
Yeah.
I also looked for the O'Fallon Smoked Porter, couldn't find that. So there's another show for the Capital Brewery, which is another big brewery in the Madison area. So
okay. Well, so we got a lot to look forward to in the shows coming up, and I guess we're going to take a musical interlude here.
And we're coming up to our one-year anniversary, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So that'll be an upcoming show.
Right, and I've got this anniversary beer stashed back in the refrigerator that we're going to get into. And, yeah, it's just right around the corner. And that was the other thing we were talking about. We're going to figure out we're either the second or third longest running
beer show
on the Internet. We've been doing it for a while, and maybe not as good or as promoted as well as some of the other people. But we like them all, and, you know, it's good to see everybody stick around, that does stick around. And we all know who we are and enjoy our show, and hope everybody else does too. And I'm groping around. I'm hadn't figured out what I'm going to play next, so it's a dealer's choice. Here you go. Enjoy it.
People got money, still got problems. Go to the psychiatrist, try to solve them. Hey, any way you look at it, oh no, still call. Mama need a new dress. Daddy's not scuffling, doing his best. Hey, any way you look at it, ain't it still called the blues? Makes no difference what you do or say. The blues still might come your way. Just when you think your problem's about to end, along comes something and start all over again. You party on a Sunday, go to church on a Sunday. Fun leave you because you got to go back to work on Monday. Hey, any way you look at it, still call the blues. All right.
So we cracked open the Dogfish Head 120 Minute IPA.
All right.
This is an Imperial Pale Ale, India Pale Ale.
So this also is an Imperial
Pale Ale. So it's not an IPA. It's not an APA. It's an Imperial IPA.
Right. And just like the 90 Minute, which we loved.
Yes.
So this has gone 30 more minutes, or so you would think.
Yeah, this is an $8 bottle of beer, 12 ounces.
An $8, 12-ounce bottle of beer.
Says it ages well on the bottle.
Yeah.
And what you have here is the Holy Grail for hopheads.
That's what it says.
This beer is continually hopped for over 120-minute boil, then dry hopped every day for a month.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy now or age for a decade or so.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is like a beer you can put aside and forget about and discover 10 years later and still drink it.
And okay. This was bottled on March 29th of 2006.
So okay, so it's pretty fresh. Yeah. All right, and so you took a little drink, mm-hmm. and Christy's down here with us, and she's going to try it because...
we want to get her honest opinion.
She has a very delicate palate.
It's comparable to a wine, actually.
What's it smell like to you?
Beer.
Okay. It smells like beer. That's a good thing. It is a beer.
Oh, my God.
Did you take a good swallow or just
think?
A sip?
What do you think?
It tastes like cough medicine. That's awful. I think I prefer NyQuil to this.
Okay. So it did not pass Christy's test. All right,
you
Dick.
Didn't see Rick. Rick was like making a face and shaking his head.
Yeah, it's
the last one.
It sent shivers down my spine.
I'm still 120-minute virgin.
Okay. Here he goes.
Okay.
And while he's aroma. Sampling, it's a limited 3 releases skit from 2006.
Oh, man, it just like creeps up and mugs you from behind.
A little bit of warming
like,
going down.
A little warming, and then it's like, oh, I've had stuff come back up that tasted like that.
Don't you think NyQuil tastes better?
It says, too extreme to be called a beer, brewed to a colossal 45-degree Plato. Boiled for a full 2 hours while being continuously hopped with high alpha American hops.
Oh,
then dry hopped daily in a fermenter for a month and aged for another month on whole leaf hops.
It's making my face scrunch up.
Our 120-minute IPA is by far the biggest IPA ever brewed.
Another drink. Take one more drink. You have to have two to at least to make sure.
I'm going to lick the cat.
Oh, no.
You get the taste out of your
mouth.
It's
awful.
Hey, come on, try one more taste.
No, thank you.
Come on.
Nope.
Right. Okay. I did.
Yeah, I did too.
At 20% ABV and 120 IBUs, you can see why we call this beer the Holy Grail for hopheads.
Right. And you just read that, but let's make that sink in. It's 20%. Alcohol by volume.
So a 12-ounce bottle was 20% of that.
Right. So do you know what that means?
No.
Okay. Budweiser is about 4%.
This is like drinking. How much is wine?
Wine is high. It's about 11 to 15.
So this is more than wine?
So this is more like a wine.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like a strong wine.
A strong wine. Yeah, it's
you could drink it, though.
So typically you would call this a barley wine, right?
Yeah, this is like barley wine style, but it's brewed IPA with all the hops and stuff. Mm. I'm not getting a lot of hops.
Well, okay, it's interesting, but I don't think I'm going to be running out to buy more.
No. And it's 120 IBU, but you can't really tell. This is like supposed to be an extreme bitter beer.
I guarantee I'll be lining up to buy some more.
There's
90
so
minute.
Much malt and stuff. Yeah, it's like, oh, man, 30 minutes makes a big old difference, doesn't it?
Well, it's more than that. They do a lot.
Well, I'd heard about this. We've heard about it. We wanted to try it. Okay, we've done it now. It is not a 90-minute. It's and now this is my third sip, and now it's starting to taste more like liquor.
I'm just thinking barley wine.
Yeah, it's like real sweet. Now there's no hops to it. It's just like alcohol.
I didn't get this.
Well, it is,
part.
But it's balanced.
Really,
the sweetness.
What do you think is bitter?
It just didn't taste very good.
Well, it's all the alcohol. You got to have two more tastes.
Nah,
come on. Man up. Take one more taste.
You telling your wife to man up?
We'll pull your man card. I'll get my man card back from you if you don't take a drink.
She'll have to start shaving her chest if she's been drinking this.
That's right.
No more low-cut blouses for you with all the hair spilling out.
Shut up. You better take that, not put this on there.
Now, if you drink this, it's like turn you into a werewolf or something. That's pretty rough.
So we're experiencing the warming effects of this beer.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's like the date rape drug beer. God. If he could force it down somebody.
Oh, I don't think he'd get too many women to.
No.
No.
If they were drinking this, they'd probably drink you under the table.
It'd take you all night. Look, I barely made a dent in it.
If they were drinking that, you should go the other way.
Yeah.
Beg your pardon?
Hey, no. I'd like to know what the Flying Saucer would charge for a 12-ounce bottle of this.
Yeah, no kidding. This is probably like a $30 bottle of beer.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet if you can get
it. We'll have to find that out. They do sell, or they advertise it there. That don't mean they have it, right?
Yeah.
Flying Saucer. So anyway, that's all our Dogfish, right?
That's it.
Okay. So,
well, it was a good sampling.
Yeah, good tour of the beer. And
they have a lot of beers. We've been looking on their website.
Oh,
they've
yeah,
got year-round beers. They got limited edition beers, seasonal beers, and brewpub exclusives. So
we'll have to see if we can't find a little more of that. And I guess that's going to do it. All right? No, we got a beer news.
We do have a couple of beer news. Beer and health.
Okay. Topics. Yeah, that's right. We were talking about why beer is good for you, and you found a couple things. And
this was on Jay Leno's show, believe it or not. I didn't have to steal from Craft Beer Radio this time.
Yeah.
Actually, what happens is they read the same stories we do, but they get theirs out a lot faster than we do, so it sounds like we're copying them. But this was on Leno's show, and it says, beer joins the war on cancer. One of beer's main ingredients may thwart prostate cancer, researchers at Oregon State University say.
Is that the water?
No.
What is the magic ingredient?
But a person would have to down more than 17 pints for a medically effective dose of xanthohumol.
Okay.
Let me try that again. Xanthohumol.
And that's supposed to like help you ward off prostate cancer?
Well, that would be the cancer-fighting chemical found in hops, according to researcher Emily Ho. Well, God bless you, Emily Ho.
Yeah, good for you, Emily.
So the counter effects of alcohol may outweigh any health benefits from drinking beer, she said.
Okay. And it isn't just warding off prostate cancer. I've got here, beer helps combat osteoporosis. As new science shows that alcohol in beer helps against osteoporosis. The alcohol in beer appears to suppress the hormones that promote bone loss. Professor Jonathan Powell says this is a very interesting finding. Everybody knows that calcium inhibits bone loss, but we found that the ethanol in beer has the same, if not better, effect. So, more beer, stronger bones. And Professor Powell is based at the Medical Research Council of Human Nutrition Research in Cambridge, so he's not a quack or else he drinks a lot.
Well, there's also a lot of evidence coming out that drinking a little bit of beer every day for men is advantageous to our health. So,
what was it for cancer, too, right?
Well,
everything else, right?
Everything.
It cures just about everything or makes you forget about what kind of horrible disease you have.
Warts.
Yeah, awards.
Social diseases.
Hair loss.
Just drink some beer.
Yeah, drink some beer.
Don't worry about it.
It'll be better. And then speaking of beer.
That would be the panacea.
Speaking of beer, this is something we were talking earlier about, you know, how Dogfish Head was really bitter and pissed off about marketing campaigns and how they refused to spend any money. Well, has gone above and beyond. It says here, you know you've had a long day when you crack open a cold one and your beer can speak to you. But maybe you should listen to what that can of beer has to say. You see, your can of beer just might say you've won a prize in the Miller Open Up, the Great Taste of Summer promotion. According to what we read in a promo magazine, specially marked packages of Miller Lite and Miller Genuine Draft will include talking beer cans.
Well, that's a good reason to go out and buy a couple of cases of it.
Yeah, that's a good reason to go buy some rat piss beer. Open a can, and the can will tell you whether or not you've won sports or music-related awards. Winners will enjoy behind-the-scenes access to sports training camps or backstage passes to concerts. Oh, and the promotion targets 21 to 27-year-old males.
We're out of there.
Yeah. Okay, so there's a six-year range, and then all of a sudden you go, hey, I'm drinking rat piss.
And thinking I'm cool about it because my beer can's talking to me.
Yeah, it says here, and this is from marketingblurb.com. It says, marketing blurb will stick with wine because wine always just listens politely and does not talk. Well, okay, and we're not going to comment on your gender or persuasion or orientation. But talking beer cans, you know, okay. That's kind of interesting.
Sure,
I mean,
why not?
If your beer sucks, you better do something. So why not come up with the talking beer cans?
Our
so.
Cars talk to us. Why not our beers?
Yeah, yeah.
Our microwaves, our TVs. Everything's talking to us these
days.
You
have beer. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, all right. Well, that's it for beer news. And I guess we ought to wind it up. And good show. Good
and we'll
beer.
Get back to you with our anniversary show.
You know, this 120-minute, once you get past the first five sips, you're buzzed enough where you can drink the rest of it.
It goes well. Yeah.
It does, yeah.
Of course, we're splitting
down.
A 12-ounce bottle.
I know. That's
I,
so
I can't
sad.
Imagine having a whole bottle.
I can't believe. Can you imagine a six-pack of this?
No.
You'd wake up in a coffin.
Yeah, or...
This stuff would kill you.
Blacked out and done something stupid.
That's right. Your shorts around your ankles. You're with some guy named Julio, and you're on a boat to Havana.
There you go.
You don't want that to happen again.
Yeah. So don't drink a six-pack of the 120s.
No, this is a little too rough. So, now, Dogfish had great brewery. Great beers. This is like hanging it out there, way, way out there with 120 minutes. But hopefully we're a little more from them, and good show.
Yeah, let's wrap her up.
All right, see you next time.
Drive safe.
Mouth for a man.
Squeal like a pig.
Y'all come back now. You hear?